Story Incorporated. I'm here lounging on the beach in my private boudoir in Maui, darlings. I'm here with my trainer, Amy Jo Runnings, who is a lesbian, darlings, but there's nothing wrong with that. Right, Amy Jo? No to Proposition 8! I'm also here with my stylist, Glenn, my makeup artist, Kathleen, and also my personal assistant, Phyllis LeBouve. Phyllis pointed out to me, darlings, that as the financial backer to your little show that you've got going there, that I may want to touch base with you, darlings, to see what's going on. We haven't heard from you in quite some time, darlings. And, darlings, is your show still even on the air, darlings? Well, darlings, I must be off because I have a recording session for my holiday album. But before that, darlings, I'm treating the entire team here to a Malibu Mint Barbie Coconut on the Half Shell Pina Colada Lemongrass Cherry Bomb Colonic. All right, darlings, kisses!
That's hot.
Do you love it?
Hello, everybody. How are we today? Everyone take a seat and we'll get started. Hello. Thank you. Well, look, from Missouri. You guys are here all the way from Missouri. Well, thank you for making the banner. Have a seat, everybody. Have a seat. Oh, what a week. What a week, everyone. No, really, thank you. Can we all just... Let's all just take a seat so we can get started. Our producer, Gil, everybody. Hi, Gil. How are you today? Wonderful, wonderful. How are the kids? Okay. All right. We won't talk about it. All right. Well, let's get situated. Let's get this show on the road here. I, as along with the rest of the Mimosa crew, have been sick this week. Oh, God. It's been horrible. I'm by myself today because Steven is so sick, and we're all just really sick. So I couldn't let a week go by without bringing you a show, though, so here I am. For those of you who don't know, I am James. Ha, how are ya? Ha, how are ya? Excuse me. I've got my water here and my tea. No mimosa this morning. I'm on antibiotics. Antibiotics, so I can't... No mimosas. When that's ever stopped me before, I don't know, but... All right, so let's get the show underway today. As you heard, we got a call from Gloria Victoria of Astoria, who is our financial backer. So we're going to have to touch base with her, let her know we're still on the air and things are still going well. What have we got going on? We have... Oh, this week, this Thursday, for anyone who's in the New York City area, Aunt Anita and Aunt Gina... Showgirls Extraordinaire, have been asked to appear on Danny Leary's On the Rocks comedy show at The Duplex. That's Thursday. So go to theduplex.com to make your reservations. It's his last show for right now, I guess, and we're really excited to be a part of it. So make sure you check it out. We're going to have to see if we can get him on the show here. So here I am. Sitting here by myself, sick, with just the audience. Hi, audience. Does everybody have their mimosas? All right, good, good. Not even Tanya. I don't get it. Maybe we'll hear from her later. Excuse me. So I've been thinking, what can we do for the show this week, knowing that I was going to be by myself and there wasn't going to be anyone here with me to chat with. It's kind of like The View with, like, just Barbara Walters. I can't imagine that would be very exciting. And having been sick all week, I haven't really done any research. I have nothing to really talk about. I've been sick all week. Halloween's coming up. I'm getting ready to do my costume. I guess we could talk about that. But that would be boring. I've also been thinking about bringing back one of my favorite segments, Celebrity News. So why don't we do that, ladies and gentlemen, an all-new Celebrity News. I'm James.
And I'm Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny, and you're listening to
Sunday Morning Mimosas Celebrity News.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. I'm James, and here are our top stories for the week. First up, Lindsay Lohan is a douche.
That's right, James. I'm Tawny, Tawny R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny, here with the whole story. A reported feud with America Ferrera, star of Ugly Betty, may be to blame for Lindsay Lohan's guest appearances being cut short on the hit TV show. Allegedly, Lohan was supposed to appear in 6 episodes, but now has been cut down to 4. Is this because of a rift between her and America Ferrera? Or is it because Lohan refuses to wear panties? Sources say that Lindsay didn't wear any underwear in a scene where she is DP'd by America. Lohan's friend insists she was wearing a D-string. Come on, Lindsay. Put on some underwear and stop being a douche. Back to you, James.
Next up, a woman who has recently clawed and scratched her way to the top to be a celebrity. Sarah Palin. The former Miss Alaska is being ridiculed for her hockey mom wardrobe, which apparently costs $150,000. Palin dismissed the rumors, saying that she never accepted these clothes and is a frugal spender. From the looks of her blue light special wardrobe, I would say she's telling the truth.
What's wrong with blue light specials? Earlier this week, John McCain's brother, Joe McCain, decided it would be a good idea to call 911 for a traffic report. When the 911 operator nicely said something to him about misusing the service, Joe McCain responded like anybody would. He yelled, "Fuck you," and hung up. Joe sounds really smart to me. I mean, because obviously 911 wouldn't have the capability to trace his call. Oh, but they did. And what great timing Joe has. I'm sure this will really help show what a nice family John McCain comes from, and that the story of John calling his wife a trollop and a cunt couldn't possibly be true as well.
And finally tonight, in other political news, Mormons love a Big Eight. I thought a Mormon person would be tolerant, that they wouldn't like discrimination, and would want equality for people. I thought wrong.
You sure did, James. Mormons have banded together to bring down the gays. They are donating funds and have multiple websites, including www.mormons48.com.
Altogether, 70% of the funding for Proposition 8 comes from Mormons. I really consider this to be a good thing. I mean, Mormons are actually showing an interest in the gay community instead of denying that it exists. 70% of funding. That's a lot of Mormons recognizing that homosexualities are not a figment of our imagination.
Well, at least now that they know they exist, they'll be able to go to a good florist or get their hair done by somebody who knows what they're doing.
I'm James.
And I'm Tawny.
And this has been Celebrity News.
Well, that was informative. I hope everybody was able to take a little piece of information from that and learn and grow. Hopefully we will be back every week with brand new celebrity news for you. You know what this means? It's time for another brand new segment. This is all exciting, all this new stuff. We like to call this segment, we just called the Say We Loved You. And it is done by our dear friends, Freddie and Drunken John. Take a listen to this.
Could I be an answer machine if anything? Get the other weight loss shit. Damn, I can't believe she don't even have an...
Hello?
Hello, is Kim there?
Yeah, that's me.
My name is John Johnson.
Yeah?
And, I seen your, I pulled out a tag about the weight loss.
Oh, yeah. How can I help you?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How can you help me?
Well, it's a pretty simple program. We mix thermogenics and cellular nutrition together and pretty much get weight loss.
Okay.
Now, about how much weight did you want to lose?
I want to lose 137 pounds.
137?
Yeah, because that's the then it'll bring me down to 180, and that's the weight I was when I first met my wife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she just left me because she said I was too fat.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's not a good reason.
Yeah, she called me a fat ass. She just stormed out of the house the other day. It really made me lose my self-esteem. I need to do something about this.
Well... definitely possible to lose 137 pounds.
I think I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, that's not good.
I really do.
Well, this can help.
She left me. Do you think if I lose the weight, she'll come back to me?
Well, that's why she left, probably.
All right, what do we do? I've been doing crunches and stuff.
Yeah, that's...
But then I eat like 10 Twinkies afterwards.
Yeah, that's probably not going to help.
Yeah.
Well, what we do with this is it's a program. You replace two meals a day with a shake.
Mm. Hey, I weigh like 350.
Yeah. That's
but you would still go out with me, right?
Huh?
Like, you don't think that's bad. Like, you would still go out with me, right?
Well, I've been with people that are that big.
Oh, that's great. You make me feel good.
That's good.
I can't wait to meet you.
Well, I can explain to you how it works.
Okay, great.
Well, like I said, you would replace two meals a day.
I replace two meals a day?
Yep, you would replace two meals a day with a shake.
With a shake?
Yep.
Okay.
Actually,
so I just shake around instead of eating? Just shake my... that's the exercise, shaking?
You could shake around with your shaker and your shake if you want. But you gotta drink a drink.
Oh, it's like a milkshake?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
I just...
They're a lot better than what you'll
I usually have like two milkshakes when I go to McDonald's.
Yeah, they're not that kind of milkshake.
Oh, okay.
They taste quite a bit like it, though.
All right.
But... other than that, we have thermogenics and cellular nutrition. Cellular nutrition is getting your body back into normal health.
Okay, when do I get to meet you?
Well, that's not what the pack's for.
Oh, I'd never get to meet you?
Well, more than likely, if I get you started.
Sure. Oh, okay. So I really want to meet you.
Yeah, but that's not what this is for.
Because my wife just left me. I'm kind of lonely. I thought maybe, you know, you couldn't be with me.
I'm not lonely.
All right.
I got kids and a family.
All right, but you can still help me, right?
I can help you lose weight.
Okay. Because I thought you can help me and be with me, too.
No, can't do that.
Okay. All right. So let's get this started, then.
It depends on if you want to hear how it works.
When do I meet you? I want to meet you now.
Nah, I can't do that.
I like to eat.
Well, then you should stop eating.
I want to eat you.
Give me a call back when you want to lose some weight. All right, dude. Later. I just
want to say. All right, thanks for joining us, everybody. I'm out of here for today because I'm all by myself, and I need to get myself together for the week. We will see you back next week. Thank you to Tawny for helping me out with Celebrity News. Thank you to Freddie and Drunken John. We will see you all next week. And thanks to our producer, Gil. Thank you, Gil. We'll talk to you later, everybody.